Well, George Pell's lawyers have confirmed that they are scouring today's 300-page appeal judgment, hoping to take up one last appeal avenue in the High Court of Australia. So what are the chances? I caught up earlier with the president of the Victorian Bar, Dr. Matt Collins, QC. Matt Collins, thanks for speaking with us. First of all, your reaction to today's ruling on George Pell's appeals. Did anything in particular stand out for you?
Well, it's very interesting that the appeal court was unable to reach a unanimous decision on the grounds of appeal, which I think shows just how complicated the issues were and how carefully the three judges wrestled with them.
And in particular, does that open grounds for a further appeal because George Pell's lawyers are considering a High Court appeal?
Well, you can certainly assume that George Pell's team will be reading the judgment very carefully. It's 325 pages long, so there's a lot to be digested. And it's certainly right that in a case where two judges have come to one view and a third judge has come to another view, one would assume that there are fertile grounds for a potential appeal.
In terms of making an appeal to the High Court, in technical terms, on what basis can someone like George Pell go to the High Court?
So there's no automatic right of appeal to the High Court. The Cardinal will need what's called special leave to appeal. Special leave is granted by the High Court in, it varies, but around 15% of cases, so it's not a high success rate. And the Cardinal will need to persuade at least two, perhaps three judges of the High Court that the matter warrants another look. So the High Court will usually look at matters if there's some uncertain principle of law or some conflict in the way in which courts in different jurisdictions have resolved a question, but it can also look at matters just because the interests of justice demand it. And I imagine that will be one of the bases that his team will be looking at.
And so as they read that 300-page judgment, will there be anything in particular that they will be trying to find that might shape that appeal?
Well, obviously, from the Cardinal's perspective, the ground which he was hoping to succeed on was the ground that the jury must have entertained a reasonable doubt. Now, on that question, the three judges of the Court of Appeal were divided, and divided for quite interesting reasons. So the majority judges, the Chief Justice and the President of the Court of Appeal, both found the account of the complainant to be utterly compelling. In fact, they said that insofar as there were any inconsistencies or discrepancies in his evidence, that reinforced for them his credibility. Justice Weinberg, on the other hand, who was in dissent, focused on the inconsistencies and discrepancies in the evidence of the complainant and said that for him, they undermined the credibility of his testimony.
And this is long-term crystal ball gazing, but if Cardinal Pell achieves special leave, if the matter goes before the High Court, if he wins success at the High Court, that would fundamentally challenge the question of his guilt, wouldn't it?
Well, that's right. So if Cardinal Pell gets special leave to appeal and the then matter then proceeds to a full hearing before the High Court, and then on the third hypothesis he succeeds on that appeal, the result would be the setting aside of the jury verdict and the substitution of a verdict of acquittal. Now, that would be unusual, but certainly not unheard of.
Some survivors today, including the complainant in this case through a statement, have made the point that this outcome helps break down a culture of disbelief in the past towards those who allege they were abused as children, particularly in institutions. In the way the law is applied in this country, has anything major shifted as a result of where we've arrived today after these appeals were rejected?
There certainly have been changes, but I think more important than changes in the legal landscape have been changes in the way in which Australians have come to understand child sex abuse, its prevalence and the context in which it occurs, and the credibility of those who make accusations of child sex abuse.
Matt Collins, thank you very much for speaking with PM.
Pleasure.
Dr. Matt Collins, QC, he's the president of the Victorian Bar.